Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Talking some Royals baseball, we did have J.J. Piccolo join us about a half hour ago, and we were talking about the offense. He disagreed with you a little bit on how consistent or inconsistent maybe the offense has been. You take a look at the offensive numbers, and this was before they lost last night. Okay, so keep that in mind. These are rankings of the offense going into last night's game. We know the Royals have lost three in a row.
Takes a second for them to update. Sorry.
And so, look, these numbers got worse after last night in at least one of the categories. Now, home runs might have actually gotten better because Mikel did hit a home run. But the Royals were entering last night 11th in runs per game, 5th in home runs, 19th in batting average, 20th in on-base percentage, 12th in OPS. That was heading into last night, as you said. I don't know if we have the updated numbers, but that we were already planning on talking about this before last night. And the offense, inconsistency may be the wrong word as a team, but I do think, you know, throughout a baseball season, during your losing streaks as well, one through five, you're probably not going to have everybody on board at the same time. And the question is, though, when two or three of those guys are not hitting in the winning streak, they had great starting pitching. Well, you started to get a little more what I would call kind of average starting pitching.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it bad.
No.
Average.
Yeah, average starting pitching, which is going to happen. And then the offense struggled specifically. Sunday's the one game where they just didn't score. And that's going to happen throughout a baseball season. For me, this whole thing is just, can you get enough to where you don't allow this three-game losing streak to become a 5 or 6? You can handle a three-game losing streak. It will not be the last time they lose three games in a row. But can you make sure it doesn't delve into a 6-game losing streak heading into a road trip against the Tigers?
I'll be honest. I think their offensive woes, and I asked JJ this for a reason, I think their offensive woes have been largely overblown. Not because of what JJ just said. That was the whole point of having the conversation with JJ so that we could get another side of it. And when he says, I don't think that they're all that inconsistent, because you see these big, like, we're scoring 10, we're scoring 2, we're scoring 13, we're scoring 3. That's pretty common in baseball. You're not going to score 7 runs a game every night with no ups or downs on the other side of this. And for them to get as many games into the season as they got at 13-9 before getting shut out actually speaks a little bit to their consistency. Their problem is what we probably knew going into the year. They're not going to be a good hitting team 6-9. It's going to be a problem. But 1-5, they have a chance to be one of the top 5 lineups, 1-5 in the American League, if Mikel Garcia can be consistent. That's their biggest question. Because Salvador Perez is raking. Vinny Pasquantino is one of the most consistent hitters I've ever watched. Do you realize that he's only swung and missed at like 11 pitches this year? In this many games, he's only swung at a ball and just did not even make contact with it less than a dozen times in the entire year. Okay, so you're good with Salvi, you're good with Vinny, you're good with Bobby, and then you start getting into the, like, what's the consistency level of MJ? What's the consistency level of Mikel? And I think that there's a good argument for both of those guys will sort out the level where they're not this bad, like average on base and all those things. And they'll just be kind of like, they'll be good major league hitters.
I just view this as just like the normal thought of how the season is going to go. I mean, you and I have talked about, hey, is there in April, can you change your season expectations? And you asked me the question a week ago when they are at that point, I think 5 or 6 games above 500. And you're like, hey, are you willing to change, you know, your big picture view of the season? I said, there's nothing that can happen in April that is going to make me shift, you know, and adding 5 more wins or something like that, because it's April. And you asked me the question, would they be ever below 500? And I said, the safe bet is to say yes, just because That's just that's the reality baseball. Of baseball. And if you thought the Royals are an 80-win team or a little above 80, there's a good chance. I mean, it makes sense why, I guess, what I'm saying, this is no, I don't think anybody should be overreacting to losing three in a row, because unless you all of a sudden bought into the 95 win pace,
which they're still on, probably
something like that, then they were going to have a losing streak. They're going to balance back out. Like, I had them preseason 78 wins. If I suddenly think they're an 81 win team, well, if you think they're just going to be barely above 500, they're obviously not going to consistently be five games above 500. No. So this is all just kind of the normal flow of the season. What has to happen and differ from prior years is, and I think they have the starting pitching to do it, you can't allow the three to become a 5-6-7 game losing streak. And they are still third in baseball and run differential as a team. They're third. The Guardians are just playing ridiculous baseball right now. Their pace, I don't think, can continue. Their run differential is plus 52. They are way out in front of everybody. They got 16 wins on the season. The top five run differential teams in baseball right now, the Guardians, the Braves, the Royals, the Brewers, and then the Orioles.
That's why I still have a lot of faith in the Royals. Run differential tells you something about a team's competitiveness. I'll just tell you right now, if you're looking for the seven playoff teams out of the American League every year, you are going to be damn close to the seven best run differential teams in the league. That's just the reality of the situation. Their problem is, like, Velasquez is hitting pretty well, but Isbell's been bad. Mikel's been bad. Dairon Blanco did have that double last night, but overall, yeah, it's been kind of a problem.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.